the November for our next guest, Dallas Stewart, trainer of Seeking the Soul. Started off the month with a bang in the Breeders' Cup distaff with Forever Unbridled, and puts a nice little cap on the month with Seeking the Soul in the Clark. Dallas, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time today.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Big run out of Seeking the Soul yesterday. A horse who had just went through his lounge conditions prior to this, tried him in a couple of stakes. Was that last win at Keeneland the icing on the cake to really give him a try against these grade one foes yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he broke the track record over Keeneland. He did it quite nicely. Of course, like you said, it was an allowance race, but, I mean, he ran really fast. So we were just hoping that he'd bring that A game over to Churchill. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but he did. And I thought he ran a really terrific race yesterday and fought hard and you know, ran like a true racehorse.
I read last night that you were thinking somewhat of running him in the Breeders' Cup Classic after that race. Was that just for the press, or were you really thinking that?
No, really. I mean, I was trying to convince him to do it. I told him if I owned it, I'd do it. But I thought I had him, but they didn't go for it.
Well, you and I had talked earlier about running Forever Unbridled in the Classic, and of course the move you made was the right one, obviously. But now she's headed to the Pegasus. Are you going to have two Pegasus horses now?
I'm trying to convince him of that also. I think it's the right move. We'll see.
That would be great.
Yeah, this horse. Yes, sir. This horse is really. Dallas, this horse has really turned the corner. I feel like when he got to Belmont this year, he ran a couple. That race going 7/8 was a sneaky good race, and it really seems like since that 7/8 race, he's turned the corner and turned into some kind of racehorse.
Yeah, I mean, I was probably running him a little bit too short. You know, he's looks like he loves going a mile and a 16th, a mile and an eighth, and I think he'll eventually, you know, handle a mile and a quarter. So, you know, we found out a few things about him that he really doesn't like to be hit with the stick, and you know, keep him fresh. And he's a very knock on wood sounds horse. He's got a great pedigree. He's in the family of Personal Engine, so he's got it all.
Johnny gave him a spectacular ride yesterday too.
Absolutely.
Was there a point where you could see him turn the corner?
Well, I mean, I've always, you know, thought a lot of him. And, you know, he's just the kind of horse that you just, you know, he's just developed over time. And, you know, like I said, he's a very sound horse with a great pedigree. And Mr. 50's always about giving him time and trying. It takes time to figure these horses out now. Don't kid yourself. This is not a job where you just, you know, push a button and things get figured out. It takes time. And, you know, he's the kind of guy, Mr. 50, that gives you the time. And we've been fortunate that way. So I hope we can continue on with that pattern.
And he looks like the kind of horse, too, that's Seeking the Soul that has not only gotten better with age, but has almost, like you said, you were high on him from day one, but it's almost like he's figured it out this year, for the lack of a better term.
Yeah, he likes winning. You know, he likes a good fight. You know, he's a real tough horse. He's not a real friendly horse. He's kind of a real kind of aggressive type colt type horse. And you know, he takes that to his. He seems to take that to his races now. That's a good thing.
Yeah, speaking of the fight, got a little dicey at the 16th pole yesterday. Obviously, you're happy with the decision. At any point, were you a little worried about your number getting ripped down?
I mean, I couldn't really see much of it in the running of the race, and then when we got down on the track, you could see where we drifted out slightly, but I thought we were a good length and a half in front. There was no bumping going on. You know, obviously, I think the Stewarts made the right call. I could see where they needed to look at it, but there was just no objection that needed to take place. I didn't think we bothered anybody.
Yeah, and the opportunity wasn't going to get to you. They could have gone around again. It never was going to happen.
Yeah, there was no bumping or anything like that.
You know, it's funny when I watched the race in real time, I was wrapping, getting wrapping things up here for the afternoon, and a couple of guys were here watching the race with me, and one guy had bet on Good Samaritan, and I said, I don't think anything's going to happen, but there's going to be an inquiry. And in real time, to me, it looked a lot worse. Like, when I watched the replay the first time, I literally walked out the door. I was like, well, listen, nobody's taking this horse, ain't coming down. I'll call Dallas in the morning. I'll call Dallas in the morning to get him on the show. This horse ain't coming down. You're right. I think at first look, in regular speed, in real time, it looked a whole lot worse than it did once they slowed it down. When it slowed it down, it looked like it was just a bogus call.
We didn't touch the horse or anything. I mean, so it's just one of those things. And I'm glad it worked out the way it did. And nothing, you know, it was no bumping or anything like that, you know, so it was not a dangerous situation.
So what do you do now with him, Dallas? We know Forever and Bridle is being pointed to the Pegasus. Do you work on Mr. Fipke and train this horse like he's going to be going to the Pegasus?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the play right now. There's not a lot left, so we just kind of take him down to New Orleans. He likes to train down there. He's been down there. He's a very healthy horse. He likes to, you know, he likes New Orleans. So we'll get him down there and train him up and try to get it figured out from there. So I thought it was a big effort. I think he deserves a chance, but we'll see what the boss has to say.
You got to love horses like him, too. Indiana, Parks, Churchill, Keeneland, Fairgrounds, Belmont, Saratoga. Man, he just goes, he runs, he fires his race, and he goes about his business. You know, 9 times last year, 7, 8 times now this year. Kind of a throwback where it doesn't seem like the workload bothers him.
Yeah, I mean, we've spaced him out a little bit just because, you know, that's the way the races have laid out. But believe me, he's the type of horse you could run him every week. He's a tough horse. He could handle him. He's a very, very tough guy.
Well, you did a great job with him. How is Forever and Bridle doing?
Yeah, she's doing great. I'm very happy with her. She's here at Churchill. We gave her about, you know, like an easy week after the Breeders' Cup, and then she went right back to work. She hasn't started breezing yet, but she's galloping, you know, full gallops, a mile and a half. She enjoys being out there. She loves to train, so I think it's a good thing for her to do it. So we'll get down to New Orleans with her, and in December we'll start a work pattern with her. We'll give her like seven or eight works before the Pegasus.
Well, I think it's a tribute to you, Dallas, that your horses have careers. They last a long time, and in today's day and age, you don't see that very often. So congratulations on doing that. That's not easy to do sometimes.
You're probably sad to see November go, huh?
Well, we got one more today. We got Give Me a Minute. He's in the Jockey Club today, and he's a two-year-old colt that was fourth in the Breeders' Cup. Ran very well. He's running against some nice horses. I think there's 14 in there. Mr. Murray Valline from New Orleans owns him, so we'll see how he matches up against these guys today.
And then next week, on what I'm sure you wish it was November 32nd, but it's actually December 2nd this year, the Cigar Mile. Tom's already going to look for his first Grade One.
Yeah, he's a very nice horse. It's going to be his last race. We're hoping to cap it off with a Grade One, and then he'll be off to Spendthrift to do stud duties for Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, that's a nice little field shaped up. We had Andrew Burns on earlier today. That's a nice little bunch of horses. I'll tell you what, that's a feather in your cap if you can knock that one down.
That's a big race. It's Aztec is in there, Mind Your Biscuits, Practical Joke. I mean, it's going to be a, you know, rock 'em sock 'em type race.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on Give Me a Minute this afternoon, and Tom's ready next week. Dallas, thanks for some time this morning. Great job again with Seeking the Soul.
Thank you for everything.